Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to episode 20 of the Pop Off Podcast. I honestly do not know how we've made it through 20 consecutive weeks of me talking absolute rubbish, but here we are. It is actually the final episode of the season, and I'm coming with you with a bang. This week we are joined with Olivia Neal and Flossie. The horrible trio of us three are back once again, and we talk about the end of Disney Channel, Little Mix the Search, our favourite choice of pizza, and somehow, once again, we have gotten onto the topic of our feet. Don't ask questions, just listen, I guess. I'm sorry in advance. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. It is only Olivia Neal and Flossie Bitches Cleggs. Welcome.
I was waiting for that one.
Yeah, just to clarify, Florence's middle name is in fact Bitches.
It is not Bitches. It is Beatrice.
What a name. Florence Bitches Clegg.
I mean, I'll take Florence Bitches Clegg. I think it's a bit of fun.
I think it sounds like a celebrity name. Like, only a celeb would give their middle child the middle name Bitches.
What's that, Emron Howard up in the celeb game?
like North Bitches West. How are we doing today?
Well, I set my alarm for 9:30. I was going to have the most productive day ever. Managed to sleep through it again. Got woken up by Flossie shaking. Through, like, it's time to go. We've got a podcast in 15 minutes. I was like, not again. I keep doing this. It's awful. But apart from that, yeah, really well.
I was about to say, isn't this like the fifth day in a row where you were supposed to have a 9:30 a.m. productive day?
I mentioned last time, I was like, I'm going for a run in the morning. It's happening.
How about you, Miss Florence? How's your day going?
Yeah, I've had a nice day, thank you. I had 3 very big, large, strong coffees.
As do we expect, as you should, Queen.
As you should. It's actually terrifying now how little caffeine affects me, because I could go back to bed. I could go to sleep.
Is it making you go to the toilet?
Yeah. No, but like, I just don't get that energy anymore. How's the start?
We're recording this, we're on Zoom as well at the same time, and I've just looked into the mirror. I actually think I've had a sty now for about 2, maybe 3 weeks, not done a single thing to get rid of it, but I have continued to put makeup on top of it. I think I'm starting to slightly lose sight.
Oh,
I'm like, every time I smile now, I like can't really see outside of that there, and that's why when I was laughing, I was looking in the mirror, I was like, is it still there? And it's growing.
Is it not sore yet,
although I'm quite surprised I haven't irritated it, because the other day I didn't realize it was a sty. I just thought it was a bit of like lash glue stuck on my eyelids.
I've got some lash glue on my eyes, like it won't come off, and he's like scratching it, and I look and I'm like, Lewis, no, it's a sty.
And I fully like picked it up and was pulling it and it wasn't coming off.
But anytime I have one makes it sore. Wait, have you been sharing mascara with anyone? Because that's where you get them, apparently.
No, I would never share mascara because I'm too scared of contracting conjunctivitis. First up on today's show, as always, whenever there is a new award show announced, well, the nominees are announced, we like to play a little game on the podcast where we are basically our own award show jury, and we pick the winners. I think it's a fun game, personally. I'm yet to have feedback from the guests who have played, but they seem to smile from time to time when we play the game, so I'm hoping it's fun. This time it is the MTV EMAs, which I believe stand for European Music Awards, if I'm not stood incorrect. And that was actually quite a good fact from me, wasn't it? European Music Awards.
I never knew.
Well, I actually don't know, I'm just guessing. But moving on. First up, we have the nominees for Best Artist of 2020. And the nominees are Dua Lipa, Harry Styles, Justin Bieber, Lady Gaga, The Weeknd, and Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus is really popping off right now on TikTok.
But apart from she hasn't really done anything else recently.
She had a number one. She had a number one for a solid Midnight Sky or something.
What?
Why did I miss that?
I don't understand how I went to number one and I've still not heard the song, but I remember checking the charts one time and it was there for a solid, like, 4 weeks. Like, last, like, 3 weeks ago or a month ago.
Oh. Is Where's Nelson in this? I'm gonna guess, Harry Styles, the win.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. But what the f*** has Harry Styles done in the past year?
Be himself. Fine Line.
Oh, was that all? Was that in the last? That feels like it was
What's
ages
fine
ago.
Line? Watermelon Sugar. That's Watermelon Sugar. Wait,
no,
that album
is
called Fine Line. An album?
Are you joking? It's a brilliant album.
I don't listen to Harry Styles.
And it also has Adore You on, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's got Falling.
Oh yeah, and it's him like that, like in the pink and the blue.
Yeah, yeah. That was not this year. I'm sorry.
It was.
I'm going to have to fact check this because I know it feels like it's been an extremely long year with everything that's going on, but that feels like it was like 2 years ago.
No, because Watermelon Sugar was like the song of summer.
It was
2019.
It was end of 2019. So I guess technically it was the past year, end of 2019.
Yeah, it's been less than a year.
It feels like freaking ages. I'm going to go for, do you know what? I'm actually going to go for Jewel Peeps, Miss Dua Lipa, because I really like that new one. It's like Levitating, I think. It's like, wait, I can't remember how it goes. It's like, and then she got a remix on with DaBaby. It's really fun. It's a fun song.
You love
song.
A bit of DaBaby.
I do love a bit of DaBaby.
Didn't you want to follow him the other day on Instagram?
The three of us went through an unfollowing cleanse the other day. You will all be safe to know at home that it's Doug the Pug.
So, I was about to say,
he survived.
Like, the Pug is safe.
He survived by following unfollowing cleanse. Jess and Eve Gale from Love Island got the unfollow. DaBaby got the unfollow. But Doug the Pug somehow managed to make it through. Anyway, Flossie, who was your winner for the category?
Wes Nelson, fine. No, I'd have to say Justin Bieber. It has to be Justin Bieber. Just for that one, I don't even know what music video it was.
Yummy.
That's not his song.
No, but it's just
a Drake song.
Not Flossie Award.
Just him in it. I just love it. I love it.
Flossie's awarded Artist of the Year based on his appearance in someone else's music video.
Yeah, well, he deserves many awards for that appearance.
Okay.
Christ.
Best song of 2020. Dynamite by BTS. Rockstar, I don't know who it's by, but you know the one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Who's Rockstar? Is it Why You Always In A Mood?
No, that's Why You Always In A Mood.
It's it's the TikTok one.
Oh. Brand new Lamborghini, got a cup car.
Oh, right, okay. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was
See Nobody, Where's Nelson?
Stop! Right, Dynamite by BTS, Rockstar by DaBaby, Don't Start Now by Dua Lipa, Rain On Me, Lady Gaga and Ariana, The Box, Roddy Ricch, and Blinding Lights by The Weeknd.
Oh, Blinding Lights, who actually liked that song? I'm really sorry, but it was everywhere, but who actually liked it?
It made it onto my playlist.
Yes. I just swear it was one of these things. I'm not being funny. Like, Lewis, have you been on Raya in like the past couple months?
I think it's very much a Raya song.
Everyone's song is Blinding Lights, and I don't know whether it's just like an automated one that's put on there, but I'm like,
For context, Raya is a dating app, and you basically on your profile you can pick a song which goes along to your pictures. I believe my song is like a little baby song.
We don't talk about Raya. I wasn't approved for it.
Maybe you can't get on Raya.
You two sit and swipe. Might as well just sit there and like be staring at the wall.
My song is like, it's like, you used to live off your closet and da da da. While it's like, and it's like, it like goes along to like selfies of me. Flossie, what's your song?
Mine is Carly Uchis. I want war, but I need peace.
I like that.
A little bit of Carly Uchis going on.
Olivia, what would your song be if you got approved?
Watermelon Sugar.
No, See Nobody, Wears Nelson.
Right, the winner for that, I'm gonna say Blinding Lights. I really enjoyed the song.
God.
Do you know what went wrong with the song? It was a fantastic song, and then it got ruined in lockdown by that dance. on TikTok, the ooh, I said no, 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 and people's hands were up in the air. And the reason why, like, the mums caught onto it, and then the next thing you knew, it was like 40-year-old mums on like Good Morning Britain doing the dance. And I'm like,
this... I did the dance.
Okay.
With my mum.
Did you?
Yeah.
My point bloody proven. Anyway, what is your choices?
I'm like, wait, what does doing start now go right?
It's like, don't start now, don't start caring.
Oh, I love it. I'm bad me now. My...
I like that song. I just gave Dua Lipa Bloody Artist of the Year. Of course I like that song.
You love British girl singers.
That is true.
Yeah. He does. He's obsessed with them. And as he should.
As I should. I'm supporting my own homegrown talent.
Yeah.
Mine would be Rockstar.
Okay.
I think, because I really enjoyed it whilst it had its moment on TikTok, and I could listen to it now and not hate it. And if a song makes it big on TikTok and you can listen to it after it's been and gone and still enjoy it.
That is true.
And it's a banger.
You know what? I will say special commendation. I think that's what it's called. Isn't that what you get, like, if you're, like, runner-up? It's basically, like, a thanks for taking part, but you're not quite a winner. To Dynamite by BTS. I really like that song.
Sing it for me?
Is that...
Dynamite.
I only know Dynamite by Tyo Cruz.
Dynamite just makes me think of like being in an Uber on the way somewhere, and it's like, I just don't. It's like when you're a bit drunk going to somewhere.
Dynamite is very much a radio, like it comes on a radio in the Uber song. But I don't mind that. I quite enjoy that. It's comforting. It's like a comfort blanket when you get in an Uber and hear one of those songs.
Here's a new ick for you. Imagine the boy you fancy listening to Dynamite.
What the hell is wrong with Dynamite?
It's just not a bit of me.
I'm starting justice for Dynamite. I think the song is a fantastic song. It has a lovely beat, great tone, fantastic lyrics. The boy band members are all having a great time in the music video. I don't really see what's wrong with the song personally, but moving swiftly on to our final category. Best group of 2020... I actually don't know who half these people are. Okay, no, I just don't know who one of these people are. But 5 Seconds of Summer, are they still alive?
I was about to say, like, I had 5 Seconds of Summer in Brandy Melville the other day, and I was like, Jesus Christ, blast from the past.
I mean, I very much enjoyed them, and they had their moment in, like, 2016 when Tumblr was at its peak. But for best group of 2020, we must really be scraping the barrel here. But anyway, 5 Seconds of Summer, Blackpink, BTS, Chloe X Halle, CNCO, who I'm not 100% sure who they are, and our Queen's Little Mix.
One Direction?
They're not a band anymore.
They still win best group.
Chloe X Halle, absolutely, that album was sensational, and I bet you never listened to it, even though I sent it into the group chat.
I did, because it's...
Is that the only one you know?
Yeah.
Personally, it's between the two girl groups for me, Blackpink and Little Mix. I'm gonna go for Blackpink. Blackpink in your every year.
I actually don't know any Blackpink.
No, it's they got a really big song on TikTok. It's Let's Kill This Love. Bum, 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 bum. Yeah.
Pretty sure that was on an ad in Tokyo, like the whole time I was there. There was one Blackpink song that was like on an ad, and it was this massive bus, like this big pink bus, and it had all these people dressed up as pirates on it. And I could not figure out what it was, but it played this song all the time, and I'd see it around all the time, and it was like hair removal.
I've just figured out I sang the wrong song. That's another Blackpink song, but the song that I meant to sing was How You Like That?
Da, 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 da. How You Like That? Da, da, da,
da. That's Blackpink, our queen.
You just carried it.
Yeah. Anyway.
Wait, who sings that song, Flossie?
Blackpink.
Let's keep it that way. I used that one the other day.
I know, it really cut deep.
This week, some devastating news hit the nation of the United Kingdom, and it was in fact that Disney Channel has announced that it is no longer airing in the UK. The channel has been stricken off the TV in the United Kingdom.
What?
You can go onto your Skybox at home right now, where you're sat on your sofa, and press TV Guide, go onto the kids option, and Disney Channel will not be there anymore.
Why on earth?
I say to the revolution, because I grew up, okay, deprived. My father would not pay the Sky fee. So I grew up without all of this stuff, and
Well, you
still alive but barely breathing.
I know, you turned out fine, so maybe it's not an issue for the kids of today.
Not even like Hannah Montana or Hannah Montana forever.
I remember the first time I went to Florida and I was like 7 and I used to just not sleep because it was on all night and I was like, must make the most out of the years I was deprived. And I'd like watch it all night because I was like, I've got so much catching up to do so I can finally join in on these conversations at school.
So I've got very various different questions when it comes to this topic. Number one, when someone says Hannah Montana, I think of like an episode I've watched, or I think of like a moment in an episode. Like, do you just think of the chick?
Think of her face.
Right. Interesting.
Was Jessie on Nickelodeon or Disney?
Disney.
Right. Do you know something crazy? I would not be able to name you a single character other than Hannah Montana in Hannah Montana.
Really? Not even.
Jackson. I know it's really sensitive. I want to talk about it.
Not even Rico.
No, I don't know who that is.
Oh, him. He had a song which was like, I bring the beef. What was it? You bring the jerky, I bring the cheese. We put it all together and it makes cheese jerky.
Cheese jerky. I always wanted to try cheese jerky when I was younger. It was like a complete dream of mine. But you don't even know, dang, Flabbit Jackson Stewart.
No, it's really sad.
Billy Ray Cyrus?
Yeah, but that's her dad, her real dad.
How weird is that?
It was like, also his name on the show, I think. His name was also Billy Ray on the show.
Yeah. But how weird is it that they, like, literally worked together for, like, 10 years? I could not do that.
You know, I can't remember, but the character was never originally going to be called Miley. It was going to be called something else, and then she was called Miley, like Miley Cyrus, so they just changed it to Miley Stewart. Fun fact for you all, but I think it's really sad. Like, I mean, I don't even know what shows are still on Disney Channel at this point, but it's an essential part to almost every child's childhood.
Isn't there like Bizarre Vark?
What is Bizarre Vark?
It's the one that Jake Paul got kicked off.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had that one. It was called like Andy Mack, I'm gonna say. And they had, like, a gay character in it. And it was, like, really progressive because it was, like, the first ever time on Disney Channel. So that was great.
As they should.
But, yeah, RIP. Rest in peace to the bitches who were trying to be me to Disney Channel.
Was Ant Farm on Disney Channel?
Mm-hmm.
I loved Ant Farm.
What on earth?
China Ann McLean.
There was one, and I loved it. I used to eat it up. What was it called? And at the girl's style, I thought she had the coolest style I'd ever seen. And I remember I got back from Florida and I went straight to New Look to buy a dipped hem Midaxi skirt.
Well, I was...
Austin and Ali, sorry.
I was about to say, I'm really struggling with who's going to have the like a show which had someone with good style because they all wore like t-shirts.
It was so bad.
It was like t-shirts with tank tops over, like jeans with skirts over the top.
Well, I went straight into New Look and bought that fit. Like I was walking around looking like Ali. Like I had like a waistcoat over my top, like over my t-shirt and a belt and a maxi skirt that was like, you know, the dipped hem and it was like a coral colour.
One of my was... Idiots. Well, Rainey Rodriguez was in that show and did you not want to call her a style?
Rainey Rodriguez was ahead of her time.
She's
my main style icon now.
She was. I firmly believe if Rainey Rodriguez was born into the year 2020, she would be a star.
Yeah, absolutely.
Little Mix the Search, our new favourite TV show. The three of us will spend our Friday and Saturday evenings giggling and gossiping while watching Little Mix the Search. And it's a fantastic time. We love the show, don't we?
Brilliant. I mean, I haven't actually watched it yet, but...
Yes, you have!
I've not paid attention once.
Well, I like to... Basically, as we all know here on the podcast, I'm a big fan of reality TV. But the problem that I have when it comes to talent competitions is, for some reason, they always decide to air on weekends, on Friday and Saturday evenings. I don't know who made the executive decision in ITV to decide that, because people have plans. Like, why wouldn't you put it on a Tuesday evening when no one's doing anything? So most of the times, it will be me out, and I'll be getting the...
We'll be at pre-drinks, and Lewis is just watching, like, Little Mix the Search.
I'll just be getting up the BBC iPlayer app, and I'm like, who's on Orcs? Like... The issue I have is I can't not watch it in the time, because otherwise I'll go onto Twitter the next morning and I'll get the whole thing spoiled for me. It's quite traumatizing.
But it's weird because like when I was younger, the TV, like the TV shows played on a Saturday night were like my plans. Like I based my night run, they're like X Factor.
Yeah.
I based my night run.
Fajita night.
I didn't have
X Factor and fajitas.
Fajitas very much a Tuesday evening thing for me.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't do Taco Tuesday?
We got deliveries on Saturdays usually. Like,
oh,
Domino's, yeah.
Okay. See, we didn't get that in out in the Cotswolds. Delivery is not a thing. So
they would drop off her pizza on like horse and carriage in the Cotswolds.
On a tractor.
Saturday night for me radiates spaghetti bolognese energy.
What? That is weekday.
No.
And that is disappointing weekday because I was not a bolognese fan.
I love bolognese. I think about it all the time.
Spaghetti bolognese that your own mother or father, whichever one, makes at home just always hits different to any other bolognese.
With a garlic baguette.
Oh.
Garlic baguette, spaghetti bolognese, Saturday night in front of the X Factor. That would have been it. Or a pizza maybe, but like an oven pizza.
Yeah, I used to get, I would only get oven pizzas when I was younger. I still do love oven pizza. I think they might be better than Domino's.
Oh, really? No. Oven pizzas are 110% better than Domino's.
Yeah.
What am I hearing?
They're so much crispier.
No.
Domino's is just so stodgy. And
yeah.
It's like an effort to swallow Domino's.
And you can only eat, well, I said you can only eat a bit and you feel disgusting. I can polish off whole pizza if I want to.
I think if I was to say the best pizza, it would probably be Pizza Express.
But oh, you like floppy pizza.
The Pizza Express oven pizzas hit different.
I don't know about that one. For me, the best like pizzas are supermarket own brand oven pizzas. I'm talking about the Marks and Spencer's.
Oh, okay.
Double cheese pizza. It's delicious.
The Marks and Spencer's pizzas are fantastic. But I'm sorry, I still stick by. You can even get the Pizza Express dough balls from Tesco's. Ooh, I haven't really shopped Marks and Spencer's to be fair, but the Pizza Express own brand pizzas are fantastic.
The issue I have with the at-home dough balls for me personally is the garlic butter. It's just not the same thing. You have to, because it's like comes, because you obviously keep the dough balls in the fridge and then you take it out of the fridge and then the garlic butter's all like solid. And you're like, oh, I guess I'll put it in the microwave for a bit. But then it goes into like a really thin, it's not like the creamy butter you get in this restaurant.
You know, Lewis, you are so brave.
Thank you. And I'm really glad I have a platform like this to be able to share my story. Because I think
I'm sure so many other people listening at home will be relating right now.
And I just think that it's important. I've never heard someone with, you know, a platform before speak up about this issue. And I actually think it's a really important issue that people are aware of, that I don't want people to be going into these supermarkets and buying dough balls expecting the restaurant quality when it's just not at all.
My mum makes her own garlic butter sometimes.
Oh, okay, I mean, bragger.
Quite easy. All you have to do is get butter and put some garlic powder in it, and it's delish.
To be fair, have you ever, like, when I was younger, I used to, when I was, like, having toast in the morning, like, just sprinkle a bit of garlic powder on it, and it's garlic bread.
Oh,
no, like, you butter it, garlic bread.
Who is wanting garlic bread the first thing they eat when they wake up in the morning? Who?
Flossie had garlic bread and still pass it off.
I love garlic bread. It will be very much my wedding dish, but I don't want it the first thing I wake up in the morning.
Well, it's not really something I typically endeavour into now. Olivia has got her fingers between my toes. Okay, it's not something I typically endeavour into now, but I look back and I'm not mad at myself for those decisions.
Well, I'm glad we had this conversation. And also, Little Mix the Search is great. Moving on.
Yeah.
Every week on the podcast, we have a trending list, which basically is everything that is on our radar and has been going on in the celebrity world. And at the top of this week's trending list, there has been a new announcement that Alice in Wonderland is being made into a new film with Sabrina Carpenter playing Alice.
Who is that?
Do you guys not know who Sabrina Carpenter is?
No. I also just found a lentil in my carpet. Could I get any more, like, vegetarian?
Wait, I'm thinking of... Oh, so she's very similar to, like, Dove Cameron.
Okay.
I think... I'm going to try and search to see what film she's been in. She's been in... She's Girl Meets World. Oh, she was She was in Tall Girl, that film on Netflix.
Oh!
I watched it when I got my toes, because I was really bored.
Is it really bad? Okay, she's pretty.
She's gorgeous.
She is stunning.
She looks like Daisy Keach.
Hello, yeah, I see that. But do you have very much Dove Cameron energy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But there seems to be these Disney films coming left, right, and centre. There's Alice in Wonderland, there's Cinderella's coming with Camila Cabello being Cinderella.
Camila Cabello?
Uh-huh. The cast is ridiculous. There's Camila Cabello, and we talked about this on last week's episode. Camila Cabello is Cinderella, and then, like, James Corden, like, Missy Elliott, like, there's the most random people on the cast, but all very exciting.
Americans love James Corden.
Yeah.
They do. As they should.
And then also there's Little Mermaid with Chloe X Halle playing the mermaid. So it's all around. Disney's really going in there with these live renditions. I'm sorry. If you are at the above the age of 18 and you're still obsessed over Disney, you need to grow up. No offense.
It's really scary. When people go to Disneyland and like take the photos with the ears on, I'm like, okay. Oh my God.
I was about to say, I'm still not impartial to a Disneyland trip.
Yeah.
I would never go specifically on holiday to Disneyland, but if I'm like in Florida or if I'm in Paris, I am not going to be opposed to going to Disneyland for the day.
I can't wait to have kids and take them to Disneyland.
Really? I think it's going to be
up
there, if I ever do end up having kids, it's going to be up there with one of the worst parenting days of my life. Like, I cannot imagine how annoying kids will be in Disneyland. They'll want
to. Lewis, I'll take your poor deprived children to Disneyland with my fun children.
And my children will turn over Disneyland dressed head to toe adorably. And what will yours be wearing? Probably an old maiden dress. A blazer. My kids will turn up.
A trench coat.
Next on the trending list, I'm a Celebrity has announced its very first castmate for this year. And drumroll, please. I don't know if you can hear this. AJ Pritchard, the Strictly Come Dancing dancer.
Oh, that's fun.
I
wasn't expecting that.
Me neither, especially as he was literally just on the BBC show last year, Strictly, and now he's on an ITV show. It's like a rivalry. It's like, ooh.
And have you heard that there's rumours Carol Baskin will be on it?
Yeah, but I don't think she, because she's on Dancing with the Stars right now.
Is she?
Yeah. Oh my God, wait. I've also spoken about this before in the podcast episode, but basically Carol Baskin was on Dancing with the Stars, and then that ex-husband, his family paid for an ad break after her dance in Dancing with the Stars, being like, if you have any information about what happened to, like, our family member, let us know. Do you think Carol Baskin has something to do with it? Like, drop us a line on this number after her dance. It was a whole palaver. I just can't believe this is real life. Like,
I can't believe she's literally been accused of murder and she's like, I'm Dancing with the Stars.
I know. I want to see Carol Baskin like whipping it around with that floral head crown on. Do you know what I mean?
It's the most random cast. Like, Sky Jackson's on it.
What?
Nelly, the guy who sings, everyone wants to go right. It's just a bunch of. I think Neve from Catfish is also on it. It's like.
Oh, I love him.
I love Catfish.
Same.
I love
him. Do you remember when it first came out and it was like the first of its kind? And I watched it on my portable DVD player with my best friend.
Portable DVD?
10.
Wow. I can't believe it's still actually on TV like 10 years later. Like, maybe grow up now.
Oh.
I won't lie. I actually do have a fake Instagram, which is, and in my defense, I do not use it in a malicious way. It has about 10 followers and they're just like random people who have somehow stumbled across it. No pictures. But I just use it to stalk other people who I don't want to know that I'm stalking. So they have a name, a fake name. They have I just found a random profile picture. And that way I can watch people's Instagram stories without them knowing it's me who's watching them.
See, I didn't realise that people actually looked who viewed their stories. So I will happily go search up people that, like, I should not be watching their stories. Watch all their stories. Like,
all their highlights.
All their highlights. Everything. And I never realised people actually, because I never knew who looked my story.
I didn't look
at really?
Yeah, not really.
I didn't realise it was a thing. And then, yeah.
That blows my mind because, like, I always like to know who's watching my stories. I always like to know if said person has watched the story or if this person saw this story. It's very much, I think it's my obsessive stalkerness qualities coming out, but I like to just keep tabs on everyone, know who's seen what and who knows what information.
Mm.
And it actually shook me a lot that you didn't check. It kind of terrifies me.
Mm. but you can't see. I swear, like, when I look, I get a few of my followers at the top, but I don't get all of them.
That's why you need to be checking every half hour to hour.
Oh my god, so good.
And then it refreshes. And finally, on the trending list this week, October 3rd was this week. He asked me what date it was. October 3rd. And I would just like to give a big PSA. If in the year of 2020, you decided to post the October 3rd meme onto your Instagram story, okay, I get it, but please, can we make it the last year? I get it. Mean Girls was iconic. I 100% understand. It was a fantastic film which did a lot to our society as a whole, and I don't think we'd be quite advanced as humans if that film didn't come out, but we get it. It's the same day every year. Nothing is changing. It's the same picture on the same day every year. That was my PSA. But it was a great movie. Oh my god, my toe is bleeding.
Why?
I don't know.
Did you pick your toenail too much?
No, it's like the side of my toe.
Do you pick your toenails like you pick your nails?
No.
No, I do. What? I don't pick my nails, to be fair.
You know, I was looking down at your toes this morning when we went to pick up our packages, and I thought, don't they look great? We painted Olivia's toenails the other day.
For the first time.
And they're orange with nice tanned feet. And don't you just, like, look down at your feet when they're painted and you just feel...
It's an unpopular opinion.
Excellent.
I think painted toenails draws attention to your feet, which you should never do, especially with feet like ours.
Speak for yourself. My feet are immaculate. Anyway, back to Mean Girls.
I would also, no, while we're on the topic of our feet, I would also like to give, since this is our final episode in this season, I would like to give our audience a conclusive ending. If you have listened to mine and Flossie's episode, which I'm not quite sure what episode it is, if you haven't listened to it, go listen to it. It's a great episode. We give you a short tale on how we compared feet and we didn't name an individual. I am now happy to name that the third individual involved was Olivia.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, right? Yes, okay, we all know I've had a few mishaps with my feet in the past, okay? We've had some surgeries, we've had some infections. It happens to the best of us. But shape-wise, they are perfect. You cannot bash them.
Oh, I give you that.
Yeah, I'm just looking down and appreciating how beautiful my feet are right now. Like, I'm so grateful for them.
Flossie's been banned in several countries, I think.
They're so unproblematic. Like, the shape of my foot, I've got a nice arch. Like, I like the way when I flex my toes, like, my feet are slim, so you can, like, see the...
To our listeners at home, I will paint you a picture of Flossie's feet. So she has her big toe. But scrap that, because her second toe is actually the biggest toe.
Well, that's a sign of intelligence, actually, I'll have you know.
And then her other three are like little crow's feet. They're a lot smaller.
No,
they're
not. The first two are like really nice. Well, okay, they're not nice, but they're very long and straight. And then the other three are like little peanuts. Like little curved peanuts.
Actually, you know what? To give you all a visual aid, if you're listening to this on the Monday it goes up, I will post a picture of Flossie's feet over on our Pop Pop Podcast Instagram story. You can get a visual image there.
That's so nice.
We end every episode with a big poll, and this week's poll... Basically, do you guys know Rochelle Humes and Marvin Humes?
I know
it's
Rochelle.
Marvin Gaye. Oh.
Was that a joke? Oh. I can't. I really just can't with it. Marvin Gaye. Is he even alive?
He's only Marvin I know.
Is he? Okay, right. No, Marvin Humes, member of JLS, is now a presenter. Rochelle Humes was a member of The Saturdays, is now a presenter. They're now married. Beautiful couple. He wanted to go back into acting. And allegedly, this is what, like, well, I'm sure it was just, like, a little bit of a joke, but maybe there's some seriousness to it. Whatever. Rochelle didn't want him to go back into acting because she didn't want him to kiss other actresses and do sex scenes. So my question of the week is, if your partner wanted to go into acting, would you, and bearing in mind you've been married for years, would you have an issue with them going into it and kissing other people and doing sex scenes?
Absolutely not. Mm. I mean, it's just part of the job. I mean, okay, well, it depends, because, like, a harmless kiss in a movie is nothing, but then if you're, like, talking about, like, 365... I couldn't, or, like, 50 Shades of Grey, like, I know Jamie Dornan has a small child, like... he's gonna have to watch it someday. So I have to draw the line there, but then I'm like, yeah, no, I. It's always a bit controlling to be like, no, you can't do that job.
Yeah, it is a bit controlling, but I also get where it's from. I feel like it's the type of thing where you say you wouldn't care, and then as soon as you're sat in Odeon cinema with your Tango Ice Blast and, you know, your partner comes on screen snogging someone else, you're going to feel some rage.
Yeah, do you know, I was just thinking, I think, obviously you can't hold them back, but I also think it's on the, so say it's kind of, he needs to do a good job of making her feel secure. And he can't complain if one day maybe she's a little bit touchy-feely about something, or maybe she's a little bit off. He's got to be patient. The same way she has to be understanding with him, that it's in his job. Because I would kind of be like, well, why now?
Yeah, I get that. I think I wouldn't have an issue because it's a job, but I can also very much understand why other people would have an issue.
Yeah.
And if we're going by past experience, let's not forget Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Brad Pitt was going out with, or he was in a committed relationship with Rachel Aniston, does a movie with Angelina Jolie. Gives Rachel Aniston, is it Rachel Aniston?
Jennifer.
I was really close.
Rachel.
No worries, because she was Rachel and Friends.
Okay, that's where I got it from. Yeah, give Jennifer Aniston the book. Because he fell in love with Angelina Jolie in the
and
movie.
That is terrifying.
I'm no scientist, but if we're going by statistics, that seems a pretty strong statistic right there.
Yeah.
But let us know if you would have an issue with your partner over on our poll on our Instagram at PopOffPodcast. Olivia and Flossie, thank you very much for coming back on the podcast.
Thanks so much for having us.
Always a fantastic time to have you on and talk about garlic bread and somehow our feet once again. But
yeah.
Seems to be a topical conversation for us every time. Thank you very much for listening to this episode and the past previous 19 episodes. If you have enjoyed any of the episodes, make sure you give us a rating and make sure you subscribe so you can find out when we are back. You can subscribe to us on Spotify, Global Player, Apple Podcasts, etc., wherever you want to get your podcasts. And I will see you very soon for some more episodes. Goodbye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you've ever thought of escaping, now is the time with the new all-electric Ford Explorer. You could be heading to a ferry, across to France. By lunchtime, you could be eating mussels in Calais. It's better than being stuck in the morning traffic on the motorway. What are you waiting for? Visit your local Ford dealer today and start your great escape. The new all-electric Ford Explorer, now available to order. Ford, bring on tomorrow.